Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Richard Epstein. Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago about the decision by the Supreme Court 7-2 to maintain the tax on the Moores, Moore versus the United States, Moore et Ox versus the United States, having to do with the 2017 Tax Act that made it possible one time to tax repatriated assets from overseas. The story is complicated enough so that Richard tells us a wonderful tale from Milton Friedman about taxing unrealized assets. There's a hole in the front of the boat, says the man. What do we do about it? The egalitarians, that is, that want to tax everybody, say, well, put a hole in the back of the boat. We'll level it out. Of course, you'll sink faster. Whereas the recommendation from Milton Friedman and Richard Epstein is patch the hole in the front. Richard then draws a conclusion based upon the ambition of the Biden administration to bring back the wealth tax, taxing each year your unrealized assets. Here's Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution telling the Milton Friedman story to illustrate the Biden ambition in the second term to tax assets unrealized in the markets or in your possession. Unrealized. More of this later.
Well, the shoals are the ones that I mentioned to you, all the situations where you have financial assets that are taxed without realization. And there are huge portions of the Internal Revenue Code that deal with corporate options and things like that. And he says you can't stop them. So what can be done is, first of all, you should never have stirred this pot. But now that you've stirred the pot, what you have to do is to completely change the approach. Don't make this a constitutional argument. Make it an argument which shows how it is that every time you've tried a tax on unrealized appreciation of corporate stock, public stock or private stock, or a wealth tax, it's resulted in a calamity or a disaster. And you have to go through all the stuff which is going to go wrong. Essentially, in my view, if you put something like this in place, you reduce the value of the capital stock in America by as much as 20 to 25%. Because all of these constant convolutions are just going to observe things. But there is a kind of an irony here. What happens is the way the system has worked generally, we've left the corporate stuff untouched, and people therefore can get appreciation. What's happened is we've yet to raise the gain that the Biden administration wants to impose on corporate earnings and so forth. What we've really done is we put a huge tax on labor in the private sector by shutting down opportunities for people to work in, say, the energy issue. On the other hand, we give huge amounts of money to government workers who make sure that productive activities don't take place. And so some people get money, some people get wiped out. But at this particular point, since labor has been made so expensive, corporations then shift to more capital-intensive methods. So shares start to go up as the ordinary working person starts to lose money, which is why there's such fury out there against these policies. And all this will do will essentially accentuate that particular problem in the following way. There's an old Milton Friedman joke. He says, there's a hole in the front of the boat. And somebody says, what do we do about it? And the good egalitarian says, well, we've leveled it. We put a hole in the back of the boat. So it's now even, which just means it's going to sink more rapidly. The other thing to do is to say we're going to patch the hole and basically let the bowl sail. The Biden administration's in favor of two holes.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.